From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Today, Republican Senator Larry Craig said he did nothing wrong at the Minneapolis airport in June, and he apologized for what he called the cloud over Idaho. Craig pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor charge earlier this month after being arrested in a men's room at the airport. He said today that he was not gay, and he said he pleaded guilty under stress. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
Craig, a Republican from Idaho, appeared before a bank of cameras and microphones in Boise alongside his wife, Suzanne. Speaking clearly and firmly, the three-term senator denied any misconduct and said his mistake was in pleading guilty to the misdemeanor charge.
In June, I overreacted and made a poor decision. While I was not involved in any inappropriate conduct at the Minneapolis airport or anywhere else, I chose to plead guilty to a lesser charge in hopes of making it go away.
Craig was arrested by a plainclothes policeman who had staked out the airport men's room following complaints of lewd behavior. Craig said in a statement yesterday that police in Minneapolis misconstrued his actions in a men's room stall. He twice said today that he was not homosexual.
I am not gay. I love my wife, my family. I care about friends and staff and Idaho. I love serving this great state. Over the years, I have accomplished a lot for Idaho, and I hope Idahoans will allow me to continue to do that.
Craig's statement came moments after Republican Senate leaders in Washington announced they were recommending what they termed Senator Craig's incident be reported to the Senate Ethics Committee for review. Craig in Boise said he was now hiring counsel. He said his action in Minneapolis was the result of stress placed on him by a series of reports in the Idaho Statesman newspaper.
For 8 months leading up to June 11th, my family and I have been relentlessly and viciously harassed by the Idaho Statesman.
Craig said he would announce next month his political plans. Craig is up for re-election next year, but there have been hints that he may retire, a course of action that now seems all the more likely. Brian Naylor, NPR News, the Capitol.